public out here is reasonable and not unjustly discriminatory, the FAA is happy. You know, as long as you're meeting environmental laws out here, then, you know, the EPA and Denrec and everybody's happy. You know, as long as, you know, we're requiring, you know, a certain amount of insurance that makes Dave Baker happy, then that's good too. But there are benefits to writing those terms and conditions, those minimum standards, down. You know, it helps the county to make sure we're meeting our grant assurances. You know, one thing you have to keep in mind is the county council is responsible for any of the services provided to the public at the airport, whether the county's providing it or, you know, a commercial activity is. You know, so how does the council make sure that those services are provided on reasonable terms and not being unjustly discriminatory? You know, writing those things down helps us do that. Having them on paper, whatever they are, helps us in case somebody makes a complaint to the FAA that we're not meeting our grant obligations. And that's what happened a year and a half or so ago with the little flight school that was operating here. You know, we went to them and said, you have to stop. You're violating our minimum standards. They complained to the FAA. The FAA, the first thing they said was, show us your minimum standards. You know, we showed them the standards. They said, it looks reasonable to us, and you're not treating these people any different than you would anybody else. You're not being discriminatory. And they sided with us. You know, we looked at the minimum standards that we had and said, these are the wrong standards for the airport. But the FAA looked at it and said, these are reasonable. And they were. You know, you had to have two airplanes, one IFR, one four-seater. Those are reasonable standards, but they were the wrong standards for the airport, and that's why the council rescinded them. Having minimum standards on paper also protects existing businesses from substandard operators. You know, it protects the public, you know, from shady operators out here. You know, make sure that they're dealing with legitimate businesses, people that have the proper certifications, etc. It also helps businesses plan. If you know that you need X, Y, and Z, you can plan for X, Y, and Z. But if you know, if you make your business plan, then bring it to the county, and they say, "Well, no, you need A, B, and C," you know, you've kind of wasted your time. Is everybody with me so far? I see a lot of blank stares. Okay. An example, and Garrett's not going to want me to use this one, but let's say Rick calls up Sam Wilson and says, I just got a good deal on a used fuel truck. I'd like to come out to the airport on the weekends, you know, fill the thing up with Avgas, come out to the airport on Saturdays and sit there on the ramp and sell fuel. Can I do that? I can probably sell it for 20 cents a gallon cheaper. You know, it's a good deal for the pilots out here, make me a little money. But what do you think? You know, Sam may look at our rules and regulations document and say, well, you know, you just need to have an agreement with the county to do that, so I guess it's okay. You know, just we'll write up a letter and say you can do that. You know, how does that affect Garrett's business now? Anybody? What are some of the things? You know, Garrett's paying rent, he's paying insurance, he's operating the fuel farm, he's got employees that are here 7 days a week because we're making them have them here 7 days a week. But we don't make that same requirement on Rick. This is discussion time. So, Garrett?
Everybody understands the situation.
Okay. You know, Garrett can't plan, you know, can't plan to improve his business out here. It may even hurt his business. You know, the same thing would happen if we had a maintenance operation out here. You know, somebody could call up and say, I'm going to buy the Meridian hangar, Darren Lockwood's hangar, and I'm going to put I'd like to do annuals on the weekend. I got a buddy that does it, that's a mechanic, and he'd like to come out here and do annuals. And, you know, but he doesn't want to work all the time. you know, the fuel